الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تتخذوا عدوي وعدوكم أولياء فتلقون إليهم بالمودة وقد كفروا بما جاءكم من الحق يخرجون الرسول وإياكم أن تؤمنوا بالله وربكم أن تؤمنوا بالله ربكم إن كنتم خرجتم جهادا في سبيلي وابتغاء مرضاتي تسرون إليهم بالمودة. This is the next surah, Surah Mumtahanah. And the basic theme of this surah is to have the love of Allah above every other love. And in the surah, Allah Ta'ala explains it, how the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum have love for Allah Ta'ala. Like for example, in the battle of Badr, they fought against their own father, their own son, their own brother. And if the time came, they even killed them in the battle. So they proved very, very vividly, and it's a vivid example for us that how the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum loved Allah ta'ala above everything. After the peace treaty of Hudaybiyah, then after 2 years the Quraysh broke this peace treaty. Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam then decided to go and conquer Makkah Mukarramah. So he prepared the army, and it was very secretly prepared, and going to Makkah Sharif was also kept very secret, so that if the people of Makkah had to know, and they also prepare for war, then war will take place right in the very sacred city of Makkah Sharif, right where the Haram is. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted to avoid that at all costs. And if the people of Makkah had to know, and they came out to fight also, then the Muslims would have no other choice but to fight back, and big fighting should have taken place in the place of Aman, the place of peace, and the sanctity and the honor of Makkah Sharif should not have been upheld. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kept it a great secret. However, there was one Sahabi, Hazrat Hatib ibn Abi Balta'a, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who took part in the battle of Badr also. And for all those who took part in the battle of Badr, Badriyin, Allah ta'ala had announced for those people, اِعْمَلُوا مَا شِئْتُمْ قَدْ غَفَرْتُ لَكُمْ, that you had taken part in this battle and you had sacrificed your everything for my sake. Your family also you sacrificed. You did not go out prepared for war, but when war came, you stood your ground firm. You were only 313, and the enemy was over 1,000, but you proved your colors thoroughly. So I have declared that I am happy with you. Whatever you do, I will forgive you. You are in the boundaries of forgiveness forever. So Hazrat Balta, and also Allah had declared in the Quran Sharif, radiyallahu anhum wa radu anhum, that Allah is pleased with them, and they are pleased with Allah, and especially the people who took part in the battle of Badr. It was a great, great honor. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam accorded this honor and respect to them at all times. However, there was this one Sahabi, Hazrat Hatib radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who had his family in Makkah Sharif, and he had his own personal family, and he had no other family to look after them, to care for them. So he thought that if I inform the people of Makkah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's secret plan, then those people, the people of Makkah, will show pity and compassion to my children, to my family. Therefore, he wrote a letter and he sent it with a lady and told her to go and deliver this letter to certain people of the Quraysh. When Allah Ta'ala informed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of this, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu and two other Sahaba that they should go immediately, and at a place called Rawda-e-Khah, they will find a lady there, and she has got a letter with her, bring that letter to me. So they went off swiftly on their horses, and they galloped towards this place. And Aba, just as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told them, there was this lady. They told her, hand over this letter that you have got. She at first denied. She said, I've got no letter whatsoever. They said, if you don't, we have no choice, but we'll have to strip you naked, and we'll have to search you thoroughly, completely, until we find that letter, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that you have got a letter and there is no doubt you have got this letter. Then she took it out from the roots of her hair where she had kept it very, very concealed and hidden and given it to them. They returned immediately to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and in the letter he read that Hazrat Hatib bin Abi Balta'a radiyallahu ta'ala anhu had informed the people of this people of Makkah that is preparing to come and conquer Makkah Sharif. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam summoned him and asked him, Hatib, what is this? So then he said, please Allah's Nabi, give me a chance to explain myself. He said, or other muhajireen, they have got family people, they will look after their family who are there. But I have got no other family and my children, etc., immediate families there, nobody will look after them. I just wanted to show them some favor so that they could show a favor to me. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that Hatib has spoken the truth. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was present there, he immediately took out his sword and he said, oh Allah's Rasul, permit me to sever the head of this munafiq. How could he disclose our secret? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, oh Umar, he is not a munafiq. He is sincere. He made a mistake. He shouldn't have done this. And also that he is amongst the Badriyin. And Allah has declared complete forgiveness. And they won't go out of the limit of committing such sins that they have gone out of that limit and that they are forgiven. And then also, like for example, the matter that comes down here is the heart of a person must be correct, proper iman, and he loves Allah the most above everything. After that, if he gets a little bit, he does something wrong, Allah will make maaf. And many places in the Quran, for such people, Allah says, I've declared forgiveness of such people. The important thing is the heart must be corrected, must be correct, and it must be directed towards Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Just like if a person has got some illness, which the Hakims call safra, that is, there is one element that is more in the body than the others. Even if he takes good food, that sickness is such that it changes it into badness, and that it doesn't help that person, even if he takes vitamins, etc. But if he's got a healthy body, and he sometimes eats something which is wrong, the body will fight it off. The body has got its own mechanism to fight it off. Just like that with iman. If a person's iman is correct and he makes a mistake, like you get a flu, you get a cough, you get your running nose, the body wards it off itself also in fact. So just like that, if our heart is correct, and this was the Sahaba, especially the Badriyin radiyallahu anhum kulluhum ajma'in, they had this in their heart, the true love of Allah Ta'ala. So these few things didn't mean anything to them, and Allah forgave them. Then also in this, where on the one side, Allah treated Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, treated Hazrat Hatib radiallahu ta'ala anhu for this wrong that he had committed. On the other hand, he taught Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu that in the future he will also need to diagnose the diseases of people, spiritual diseases, and give the treatment accordingly. So this was the occasion for this surah to be revealed. And we will inshallah carry on and commence and translate the ayats when we start again, if Allah wishes, after Ramadan inshallah. But this is the background of the surah, that the love of Allah must be superior than every other love. And that is what we have to work for. Then any errors and omissions from our side are also looked over by Allah. But if we haven't got that love, and we got outward form of ibadat only, like the munafiqeen, they also should make a lot of ibadat. Like there are other people whose iman is not correct, no matter how much ibadat they make, it is zero. Whereas a person whose heart is correct and his iman is there, and he loves Allah above everything, the little bit also he does has got great weight by Allah Ta'ala, because for one thing he does it with sincerity. وَآخِرُ الْأَوَانَةِ